Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy B-I-G-A-N-T, back with another episode of the Can I Kick It podcast. You guys already know the vibe. It's your boy. Season 9 has officially been kicked off thanks to none other than your boy Martinez Got Jokes stopping by with the TRC episode. We got another TRC episode popping off this weekend. Give you guys some little updates inside the podcast. We made a schedule change and et cetera, et cetera. So with all that being said, you guys already know, if you're new here, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. Let's get into the podcast. Peace. Everybody, it's been a long time, hasn't it? Not really. It was like last week. But it's your boy B.I.G., man. We back with another episode of the Can I Kick It podcast. You guys already know the vibes, man. Before we get started, let me give a quick shout out to my boy Zay, man. You guys already know Kush Gang, KushGang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10. Get 10% off your next order. Shirts, hoodies, backpacks, hats, face masks. Got it all, man. Check him out. Real cool dude. It's my dog. Been holding me down since season two, bro. Shout out your boy Zay. Shout out Kush Gang. Kick it 10. 10% off your online order. You guys already know, man. We back, baby. We back.
Stupid.
Today's episode. Well, before I get started, let me go ahead and open up this Zoa real quick. I finally found me some Zoa energy drink. Yeah, let me go ahead and taste this real quick. Hold on. So, I was trying to find this for forever since he launched it. It's the Rocks Energy Drink for you guys who don't know, or AKA Dwayne Johnson. And I've been trying to find it. I know my boy Abe put me on Amazon. He's like, yo, just order it off Amazon. But I was trying to find it locally, and I finally found it. They had an orange one and an original, and I got the orange and the original. I drank the orange on the way home from work. I'm tired. I worked overtime yesterday, so I got two, and I just cracked this one open. I haven't finished orange. Orange is in the fridge right now. I'll finish it later. I'll probably be zooted up all night, but it's pretty good so far, man. Pretty good so far. I know he's got like 5 or 6 flavors. Everybody's telling me to try the pineapple coconut, so I might have to hop on Amazon real quick and order me some Zoa, man. It's really cool. You know, it tastes good. So shout out to The Rock. I don't even know if you ever hear this episode, but shout out to the fucking Rock. Shout out to The Rock, man. So before we get into any of the gist of the podcast, which is going to be a doozy, today's episode is a doozy. I'll give you a small look into the future. I've had some particular conversations with certain individuals. If you guys have been keeping up with the podcast, have been keeping up with my personal life. I made a diss song about somebody named Bob. You know what I'm saying? But I guess I'm the last of the dying breed. I don't know too many like me, so I guess I'll just call myself, the realest one in the room. Because there was a lot of subliminals thrown. You know, nothing too serious. It's not like we hate each other. You know, I dislike one person and one person only. And that's the devil. Let me stop.
Stupid.
But subliminals were thrown. Things were said. I didn't take too kind to it. You know, we aired some stuff out on social media. You know, I'm King Troll over here. You know, Martinez Got Jokes is my tag team partner. We like to push people's buttons. You guys know how I am. So, long story short, things were said in between people that I don't like. Certain things about how people were acting. We're just gonna call it what it is. You know what I'm saying? His name ain't Bob anymore. His name is Tommy. And you know, we had this little thing going, and you know, he got in his feelings, and I got in my feelings, and I made a diss track. He didn't think I'd do it. I fucking destroyed him on the diss track, as always. And his brother somehow got involved, and his brother's been on the podcast as well. They both been on the podcast, and ironically. And, you know, certain things were said in between me and him, and he made a post, and I wasn't tagged in it. It was like a subliminal shot. I knew it was directed towards me. He says it was directed towards everybody, but I distinctively called him out on how he was acting on Facebook. I told him he was acting like his brother. So I knew it was for me, but without giving you too much right now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to give a couple of shout outs and everything like that, but that's what's to come. We're going to talk. It's my, you know, this is my podcast. This is my venting system, my platform. And I like to talk shit, so we're gonna talk shit. If people wanna talk shit, we gonna talk shit. But this will probably be the end of all to what the fuck is going on between all of us. I could care less, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just gonna be real brutal and real honest when it comes to shit like this, you know what I'm saying? Because I have a closed circle already, you know, so it doesn't bother me to not converse or not talk to people. You know, it's kind of been that way with me and Tommy for about a month or so now, even more probably, but we'll talk about that. We'll get into it, bro. We'll definitely get into a little bit of that. You know what I'm saying?
He's heating up.
But for the shout outs, man, let me give out some shout outs and some updates right
quick. Tonight's matchup.
Shout outs and updates. Shout outs to my boys, John, my boy John, and my boy Jam. On the Splits podcast, they did some rebranding. I don't know if you want to call it rebranding, but they suited up, and they got some backup. I don't know Shorty's name, but they're affiliated with this woman that knows how to fucking do her shit. You know, please forgive me. I have to look you up. My phone is not next to me, or else I'd look up the certain individual. But they teamed up with a good support system, support cast, and they're jumping back into the podcast game. They kind of were taking like a small break, you know, life comes, you know, you gotta handle some things, but they jump back in, they're doing visuals now, they got a place that they can actually record, like it's a studio and everything like that, so I'm very hyped, I'm very excited to see what they got planned. I know they got a lot of stuff they want to get out and get across. So, the Splits podcast, you guys already know, on all platforms as usual. I have both of these guys on my podcast. They're real cool individuals, man. It is what it is. It's Splits podcast. They tug at each other. They tug at each other's opinions, and they're respectfully POVs on certain situations and topics, etc., etc. Biracial. It's a biracial podcast, if you want to call that. These guys are Latino, so they do some stuff in Spanish. They do some stuff in English, and they mix it all up. It's a great podcast. Great dudes, man. So check them out, man. The Splits podcast on all platforms. It's not hard to find them. Real cool dudes. Shout out to y'all. I'm pulling for the best, and you need to tell Shorty just let me slide to be a guest. It will be the best episode on the Splits podcast ever. So that's my first shout out. You guys already know season 9 is here, man. I'm getting so much closer to 100 episodes. It's been a hell of a ride, a hell of a journey. With everybody, included guests and people that shared and liked and been digging my stuff, new people or newer people, and you know, old school friends that's been, you know, there since day one, supporting me, my family, my friends, my wife, my damn dogs that let me record. Yes, my puppies, my dogs, they let me record. It's amazing. it's fucking amazing.
Boom shakalaka.
But creeping up on 100 episodes, man, and me and Martinez Got Jokes, TRC is slowly climbing over 30 episodes. We're getting closer to 30. And I'm glad that he's a part of my podcast. I shout that boy out every time I get on this bitch. It's nothing new to you guys. And man, it's just a hell of a ride, man. I've been doing this for over a year already. I think my first episode was in the month of June. And it's phenomenal. You know, I haven't had crazy spikes in followings or anything like that, but I'm consistent. I almost got like 4,000 downloads off of my podcast website, and I'm getting people from all over the world tuning in. It's just a crazy, crazy amount of I don't know what the satisfaction, inspiration, You know, it's dedication. It's, I don't know what to call it. It's overwhelming how much support I'm getting. Even if the people that do listen and stay quiet, I see you. I see you out there. You know what I'm saying? I see you all over the world, man. People in Africa, Uganda, Australia, in the islands, the DR, District of Columbia, everywhere over the United States, Mexico, Canada. We had people in Toronto. Shout out to Tory Lanez. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of people, man. So thank you to everybody, man. Like I said, season 9 is here, man. We're going to be doing some cool shit. You know, I did my first IG Live. That was cool. And I'm just going to slowly incorporate visuals and do certain different things. Just know that episode 100, wherever it is or whoever is with me, it's going to be phenomenal. Shout out to AJ Styles. So, oh, man. See, I this podcast, man. You know, I hit Martinez up and I'm like, yo, I want to talk about it. And he basically was telling me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could if you want to. It's your platform. And that really stuck with me. You know, I don't want to name drop too many people that I incorporated this this so-called beef with, because it's really not that. It's just me being me. You know, everybody that knows Ant, I don't bite my tongue for nobody. And it all, like you said, if you guys been, even if, fuck it, if you guys are new here, I'll just drop you a TLDR. For those of you who aren't familiar with that term, is, you know, too much didn't read, or too long didn't read, my bad. And so basically it started like this. Me and Tommy were cool. We did a couple songs together. He felt some type of way about one song that we made that didn't make a mixtape. Things were said in between, you know, me and him. And then I found out that it was actually like a diss song towards Martinez Got Jokes. That shit did not sit well with me at all. Somebody that holds music very, very closely to them. I've been doing it since I was 16, 17 years old. And I'm still doing it now. Yo, shout out to my latest EP, Motives. Check out my Motives EP on SoundCloud right now. It's being uploaded to all major platforms, but it's on SoundCloud right now. Check me out. And I guess you could say we talked about it or whatever. He recorded it, came through, recorded it. I did not know that it was directed towards Martinez. And later down the road, I found out that it was, you know, directed towards Martinez. And it didn't really sit well with me. You know, I talked about it in the past episodes, but it really didn't sit with me, because I hold music very, very high. It's around me and in everything that I do. Even when I'm making music myself, if I'm playing video games, I'll have music playing in the background. Obviously, everybody in the world, when they clean their house, they play music. When I'm working out, when I used to work out, I'm thick now. I'm thick now.
He's on fire.
And you know, it's always been a part of my life. When I'm feeling down, I have a lot of emotions running through my mind or in my heart or anything like that. There's a lot of music that helps me cope. You know, a lot of J. Cole shit, a lot of Drake shit, a lot of K. Dot shit, a lot of MGK, a lot of Mac Miller. You know, like Mac Miller has been a major pivot in my life in the last 5 to 6 years, you know. And I hold it very high. So when I found out it was directed towards Martinez, I was irate. I say the least. You know, I was in Karen mode. I was irate. I wasn't mad. I was irate. You know what I'm saying? And you know, long story short, like I said, I found out, and then I told him, like, I'm gonna diss you, dog. I'm just gonna diss you. And he thought I wasn't gonna do it, ended up doing it. And that was my gateway back into making music. I took almost 3 years off, and I had a blast doing it. You know, I bit my tongue a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the first time to tell you, I bit my tongue a lot. It came out to be a very great diss song, and I bit my tongue on a lot of stuff, I could say. A lot of stuff. And there's no animosity between me and you. You know what I'm saying? This is just me speaking directly. You know, like I said, if you would have came to my crib and told me, hey, this music, this thing is directed towards LA, I would have been like, bro, you know, you could step. You know, LA's like my brother. Like, you know, that's damn near like my kin, you know? And I made the song, put it out, you know what I'm saying? Then I guess I heard through his friends that, you know, a couple of friends hit me up and told me that they had listened to it or whatever, and that he had heard it, yada, yada, yada. Then he put me on snoozer. You know, he took the notifications off of me on Facebook and everything like that. Followed, unfollowed me on IG. Everything I predicted in the diss song actually came true, which is ironic and hilarious at the same time. And like I said, I don't want to beat a dead horse with a stick, you know, or a mic at this point. And that's how basically it ended, you know, just like that. You know, we exchanged some words on, I think it was IG or Facebook or whatever. I was being the trolly asshole that I am, and I was, you know, egging him on to like make a reply, and did you listen to it, and you know, everything that was said or whatever. And you know, he was talking his shit and I was talking mine, and then, you know, we kind of killed it right there, you know. It's, you know, it's like kind of like you do me type shit, you know. And it was cool, like, you know what I mean, like, you know, like me and Tommy were never like the bestest of friends. Like, we was just cool mutually through music, you know what I'm saying. I invited him over to the crib in the studio, made some songs, yada yada yada. Nothing like personal, nothing like me in LA, nothing like me and my other friends that I hold high on a pedestal. And I think that's why it was so easy for me to make the diss track, because it's like, bro, like, you put everything out on Facebook, on social media, like, for me to like use against you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's into a lot of stuff that I flipped on him, you know, anime and, you know, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh and Digimon, and, you know, it's a bunch of shit. You guys already know. We talked about it. So we left it at that, you know, we left it at that. But now this is where the story gets juicy now. This is where the story gets juicy for me. Pause. We take a sip of this soda. Yo, shout out to Rock. This shit is kind of fire. God damn, that's good. The Rock says on here, says, Zoa is about healthy, positive energy that helps us all focus, be productive, and get stronger together. Mana, gratitude. Okay, Rock, I see you, bro. Rock, I see you. So this is where it gets a little bit juicy for me, bro. This is where it really started making me laugh and think about how people react to certain things. So here comes the grand movie of them all. Fast and Furious 9. Okay? I haven't watched Fast and Furious since Fast and Furious 5. It is not my type of movie. It is very played. It is outlandishly fucking obnoxious with the stupid shit that they do. And you know, certain individuals online, you know, my boys and stuff were talking about the movie, and they were like, bro, the movie is fucking terrible. And I was, you know, sitting there poking everybody with a stick, waiting to get somebody's reaction. And Tommy's brother comes and says some shit about the movie towards me. You know, because I got on Facebook and I seen he made a post, and he was like, you know, oh, I don't care what people say, yada, yada, yada. I enjoyed Fast and Furious for what it was, da, 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 da. Because these two like to get very descriptive and very, they get very intricate with how they portray their emotions to certain things that they, I guess you could say, adore. And so he left a nice little description about how he felt about the movie. And I replied, stop it, fam. Just like that, I just said, stop it, fam. And we went back and forth on you know, the concept of the movie and shit like that, and how we felt about each other. And like I said, I don't have my phone next to me, so I can't give you guys verbatimly what we talked about. But I went along the lines of where he said something in regards to the movie, and I told him that he was acting like his brother. I was like, yo, you're acting real Tommy right now with what the fuck you're talking about. And I guess that didn't sit well with him. You know, he kind of laughed it off. He gave me the big Draco. You know, he gave me the LOL smiley face in the rebuttal, in the reply. But then a couple hours later, as I'm getting ready to do laundry, I'm on Facebook. You know what I mean? Then I switch over to IG, and I'm going through the stories. You know, being nosy. You know, like how I always am. You know what I'm saying? Being fucking nosy. And I come across Dave's stories. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just pressing or whatever. And what he says in the story, it instantly clicked with me. And basically what he said in the story was, oh, I don't understand how people can bash my brother for you know, going in the comments.
and, you know, talking about, you know, such and such or whatever, like giving each other opinions about certain things. And he's like going off about how, like, he can't judge people. We shouldn't be judging people off of their opinions. Certain people are going to like certain things and certain people are going to dislike certain things. That's just the way it is. Cool. Obviously, you know. You know, it's not a rocket scientist that people are not going to like everything in the world, obviously. But the thing that got me was because he came out of nowhere and was like, oh, people want to bash my brother for, you know, talking too much in the comments or being the way he is in the comments when it comes to, you know, describing and letting people know how they feel about certain things. And it's just so funny the timing after I said that and then he said that, because he said after, he was like, oh, like, you know, it's a collective thing, like everybody says it, not just you. I'm sitting there like, bro, like, you have not said anything about how your brother is until it started with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's number one. That's number one. So I'm sitting in the laundromat, I'm like, bro, what? So you know what, hold on, let me rewind a little bit. I left something out. I didn't go on his story until I was told, actually. Let me rewind that track a little bit. My boy told me. He was like, yo, the Rodriguezes are coming after you. So this is coming from a third party now without no tag. He didn't tag me in it. He didn't drop a name. He didn't say Anthony. He didn't say Big Ant. He didn't say nothing. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what? So I click on it. I saw the video and then the story, I should say. And then it proceeded to say what I told you just now. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now do I say something back? Now do I say something back?
Kobe.
And I was like, yeah, man, I gotta say something back. So me and my boy are chopping it up, you know, after I put the laundry in the machine. And I'm big chilling in the laundromat. And I don't know what it is about that laundromat over there, but it's hot. It's hot as fuck. The AC always be broke. So we're talking. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna make a reply. I'm gonna make a reply. So he's like, all right, let me know when you drop it. I wanna see it. I wanna laugh, because he knows I'm an asshole. I'm a dickhead. I like to push people's buttons. So I went all iMovie Pro Film. I went all out, you know, straight AMC. In my stories, I made edits, I put text, I put the paragraphs that Tommy was writing and shit. Like, nobody wants to hear that shit, fam. You know what I'm saying? First of all, nobody wants to read a whole essay. So I reply and I basically tell Dave, I'm like, bro, nobody's criticizing your brother. Nobody's judging your brother. It's just that you can't get mad at people for telling you how they feel about a certain situation or a certain topic of discussion. You know, first of all. And then when you guys talk about what is being talked about, the situation or, you know, conversation at hand, you guys have to go into these long SAT FCAT ass essays and tell us how you really feel or how we should really feel about the situation or the conversation at hand. So I'm like, bro, like, nobody's judging your brother. I'm not judging your brother. I'm just letting you know he's annoying. Like, you guys don't know how to converse. It's like, either you listen to what I say, this is what I'm saying, or I'm not fucking with you. And then their favorite phrases are, that's your opinion. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, to each its own. Like, bro, like, converse with me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, I'm an asshole. Like, I said it like 10 times in this episode. I'm an asshole when it comes to conversations about certain things. And if I go in there and say the movie is trash, that's just my opinion. And then when I back it up with how I feel, like, motherfuckers really built a car to fly in space. Fast and Furious is in space. John Cena is in Fast and Furious. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, what are we, you know what I'm saying? Like, Luda and Tyrese are killing 10 people at a time, like, they're the transporter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, bro, stupid. This is nuts. This is nuts. But I get it. I know Fast and Furious is like more about over the top obnoxious shit. I get it. I understand. I'm not a dumbass. You know what I'm saying? Fast 5 and up has all been outlandishly more stupider to me. Stupider ain't even a fucking word. It's been more outlandish every next chapter in the Fast and Furious series. And I already knew Fast 9 was going to be fucking dumb too. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're flipping out of cars. Nobody's getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? They're jumping from 30 yards away, 40 yards away, a whole football field, landing in one car, jumping out of another, built a spaceship that went all the way into space. They built a spaceship. Tyrese and Ludacris got on fucking spacesuits that are made out of fucking who knows what, raincoats and duct tape. It's the most outlandish thing, and I get it. That's fast. That's how fast is. Be stupid with your shit. I understand. So I rebuttal and I just say, look, man, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's judging your brother. I never judge your brother at all, bro. No matter what he's talked about, what he said, what we fought about, what we debated about. If we can hold a debate without y'all getting y'all emotions and writing me these essays, like Tommy be writing these fucking essays, bro, that are like 100 pages long. Nobody's going to read that shit. Nobody has the attention span to read some shit that's fucking, you know what I'm saying? A level 12 entry college collegiate fucking essay. Nobody has time for that, dog. I'm not a teacher. I'm not going to sit here and grade your fucking grammar vocabulary off of Facebook comments. You know, first of all, nobody's got time for that shit. And I'm just basically telling Dave, like, nobody has time to argue or, you know, talk to you about this shit if you guys are not listening to what we're saying. And then you guys turn around and get mad at us and then, you know, try to cancel the conversation, basically, to each its own or whatever like that. But my biggest thing out of the entire conversation, out of the entire fucking encounter, bro, was the fact that you would go to the extent of make a story about me. I don't care what you say. I really don't care what you say. The story was about me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a dumbass. Like, we weren't born yesterday. So the fact that you go out and make these stories and shit like that about me and not tag me or say it to my face, you know what I'm saying? I thought we were all grown here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at least I think I'm grown. I mean, I may watch wrestling and cartoons and animes and play video games still. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not on TikTok, you know, in a Hawaiian shirt and a Mambo No. 5 hat dancing to 90s music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to do shit like that. You know, I don't need to make corny TikToks. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to fit in with some type of genre. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stay in my lane. I make my music. I come home to my wife. I play my video games. I go to work. I work a 9-to-5. I'm stable where I'm at. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? And then the other half is me trolling and being an asshole at least 24 hours out of the day. For those of you that are slow, there's only 24 hours in a day. Stupid. So it's like this, like, bro, like, if you had something to say, direct it towards me, bro. What's with the subliminals? You know what I'm saying? What's with the subliminals? You know? And then a lot of people are going to bash me for, like, oh, but you know what I'm saying? You had already made an episode talking about your diss song and you didn't say Tommy, you said Bob. Because I thought about it. I was like, do I really want to blast him? I'm like, nah, he got enough shit going on. You know what I'm saying? He got enough shit going on. I'm not gonna put him out there like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's little to a lot of people. But to me, man, because like this music shit, bro, I carry this shit with me every day of my life. It is in my heart. It is in my blood. This is something that I do, that I cherish every fucking day that I'm able to do it. You know? And I just felt super disrespected. Like, that was super disrespectful to come into my crib and diss my brother, my kinfolk, my best friend, dog, my dog, L.A., a.k.a. Martinez Got Jokes. AKA Christian Martinez, if you follow him on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? I was highly disrespected, bro. I'm like, yo, this man really had the gall to come through here and do some shit like that without telling me, bro. That's crazy. So I had to handle that the way I did through my music. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have met up and we could have talked about it. And if shit got tense, shit got tense. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know, I got hands. I'm not stupid. I'll let you know, bro.
Kobe.
I got hands, bro. I'm not saying I'd fight Tommy. You know what I'm saying? But if I wanted to take it there, I could have. You know, but I got too much shit to lose, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm 30 plus. I'm not going to be out there in these streets risking everything just to point, just to prove a point to this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't mean nothing to me, bro. So I did it through the thing that I love the most, man. Next to my wife and my family and my dogs, the next thing I love the most is music, bro. So I did it through the music. So my biggest thing to Dave was like, bro, like, you could have said that shit directly, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to talk about, you know, oh, you could have, what did he say, dog? Because after the fact, after we exchanged some words or whatever, and I told him how I really felt about how he was making the shit, and he rebutted with his stories, and he was like, this is the best part to me. I almost left this shit out. So after I dropped my story, my fucking Grammy Award winning story with all the edits and shit, and I got crazy feedback, people were laughing their ass off. And that's another thing. Y'all two need to recalculate y'all friends, because a lot of y'all friends that you say are friends are still in the background talking about you, bro. You know what I'm saying? So do that too on your way out. But he rebutted and he made another story, and he was telling me like, oh, he was telling the, you know, his people on his IG. He was basically saying like, that man used my government too. Oh, Anthony, if you take all of your responses and put them together, they're just as long as Tommy's. What?
Stupid.
What?
Stupid.
Fam, how does that even make any sense, first of all? I replied like maybe 3 or 4 times with two or three sentences each. Tommy replies with fucking a whole story, like I told you. I'm talking about collegiate entry level essay fucking comments. So he says that. I'm looking at him like, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at my phone like that. I don't think he really just said that. So I finished my laundry. I let it ride. I didn't even reply back after that one. I let it ride. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even say nothing to that. Got my laundry and got the fuck out of there. Came home and started cooking dinner with my wife and chilling with my dogs. You know, the shit that I usually do. And then I get a notification from IG again, and it says Dave mentioned you in the store. I said, oh my God, this man is still going, bro. This man is still going, bro.
Boom shakalaka.
So I open it up, and it's basically like it's him talking to me and Tommy. He tagged us both, and he's like, oh, this song that, and y'all don't like each other and blocking each other, and y'all should just sit down and talk real talk. It's, you know, it's just, you know, squash the shit, blah, 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 whatever. Cool, bro. Cool story. But see, the thing to me is, like I said, bro, I hold this fucking music shit so close to me, bro. And the disrespect of somebody coming in my crib and doing that shit, bro, there's no coming back from that. You know what I'm saying? To a lot of people, you'd be like, damn, and like, that's childish, bro. But it's not, bro. It's not. See what I learned when I got older was, it's okay to cut people off. I'm real fine with being, you know, just solitude. You know, I'm cool with what I got. I got like 5 friends. I'm used to people shitting on me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I stay home. I don't even go out, bro. I just went out with my cousin and my boy Brandon. Shout out to my boy Brandon and my cousin Pooh Sleepy. You already know. I went out with them and played in a video game tournament, an MK tournament. Got my ass beat to sleep. But it was an experience. I ain't seen my boys in months. Months. You know what I'm saying? I don't go out, bro. I don't do shit. I'm cool with where I'm at, bro. So if I sit back and, you know, because he's the one who took me off Facebook and Instagram. I never blocked anybody. I could care less, bro. You know what I'm saying? Tell me how you really feel is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me how you really feel, bro. Everything I predicted in my song, I told everybody in the song that he was going to block me. He was going to unfollow me and do all this shit and all this excessive stuff. And he did it. There's no need for me to come back. Tommy has not done anything for me that's beneficial other than make me laugh. And that's facts, bro. And that's facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in it to make fun of people, bro. That's not me. I don't sit here and make fun of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't bash people for any, you know, random reason. That's not how I operate. But for certain situations like this where I have stuff to back up my actions, that man ain't did nothing for me. He's not a beneficial at all. He's not benefiting me in any way. You know what I'm saying? We made a couple songs together. That's cool. I'm helping him out. He don't have no way to record. You know what I'm saying? I revived this career. You know what I'm saying? I should be getting paid for this shit. You know? But that's where I draw the line. I'm like, bro, like, I don't need to make friends. I'm not here to make friends, bro. We associates, we cool, we talk. That's fine. That's like how I classify Dave. Dave is like an associate, bro. He is a mutual friend. And I'm not talking Facebook. He is a mutual friend because of my barber. That's it, bro. That's it, bro. I put both of y'all on my podcast. I'm looking out for y'all. I'm doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? And the situation at hand is not even that serious. But to me, it's like, bro, like, at the end of the line, like, I don't want to fuck with y'all because y'all do these stupid things, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I made my story, I tagged you, bro. Like, I got nothing to hide, bro. I'm going to bring it to you front door. Knock on the bitch like I'm FedEx. Like, what's good? Sign here. And that's it, bro. No subliminals, no hiding behind my backs, not going to nobody else's studio, making a diss track about, you know, about somebody's friend without letting them know. And then a year later be like, oh yeah, that was directed towards your homeboy. How you feel now? Knowing that I fuck with this shit heavy. I love making music, bro. That's two things you don't fuck with. My family, wife included, and my dogs, and my music, bro. I don't care if you listen to my shit and tell me my shit is whack. I love it. Your shit is trash. I love it. Thank you. I'm never going to bash you for that. You feel me? I'm never going to bash you for that. So before anybody gets on here and thinks that I'm just out here trying to make fun of people and try to cut people off for the most outlandish reasons or to belittle somebody's character or somebody's persons, you guys are giving me the ammo. You guys are giving me the reason to do that. Everybody's entitled to their own opinions, right? That's cool, bro. That's cool. But don't make it on a personal level, because you might think it's small to you at hand. But once the other person finds out, you don't know the impact of that shit. And I'm telling you to this day, dog, Snake Eyes 2 was the biggest mistake of I won't say my life, but it was the biggest mistake that I'd done as of recent, you know, and as far as music, because I let it rock. He let that shit rock for like a year before he told me it was directed towards LA, aka Martinez Got Jokes. You know what I'm saying? A whole year. So I put that shit out. I let it rock. And I'm like, bro, I feel like I let my boy down. You know, without logically knowing, I'm letting him down by putting out like a diss track. You know what I'm saying? So if they can come back and they can tell me, oh, it's not that serious. No, don't talk shit about my people, bro. Don't talk shit about my kinfolk, my best friends, dog. Don't do that shit, bro. It's that simple, bro. You know what I'm saying? And if you got something to say, it's easy, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. Just tag me, bro. Call my phone. All y'all got my number. You know what I'm saying? Shoot me a text. You know? But like the whole squashing it thing, that was cute, bro. You know what I'm saying? He got on there and he was just like, you know, in one take, he's like, yo, I don't understand how people can bash my brother for being the way he is. And then he's like, y'all need to squash it and become friends again. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tommy, you're out here doing this, and I'm not putting it all on Anthony, but don't be out here diss tracking each other and talking shit and blocking each other. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, dog, at the end of the day, I never blocked anybody in my entire life except for like maybe like my ex in the eighth grade. But like, I didn't block nobody. I didn't unfollow nobody. I like to troll. You know, I talk shit about the situation. But I'm here just airing it out for the final time. This is my final straw. You will not hear me talk about nothing in regards to this shit unless I have to make another diss track.
He's heating up.
If I have to make another one, you might hear me talk about it. But what I'm trying to say is, it's like this, bro. If you got something to say, talk to me, bro. Say it in my face, man. We grown. We 30 plus. You know what I'm saying? We 30 plus. And you out here acting like, you know what I'm saying, like a kid. You got to do shit subliminally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, like... So it's like, where I want to run with this ending part to it. So basically, I remember him basically telling me, he's like, oh, I think it's funny you criticize my brother, and you're doing the same exact thing every day to everybody. So what's the difference? Something along those lines, if I can remember. And it's like, the thing to me is, the main thing is that, When I don't even criticize, first of all. I don't judge anybody. I don't criticize anybody. I talk shit, bro. There's a fine line between being a troll and being serious. And I am definitely in the middle. or should I say being a troll and being an asshole. I am definitely the border that's in between both of those. I will never criticize somebody for liking something or hating something. I'll tell you how I feel. And sometimes I might tell you how I feel just to piss you off, just so I can get a reaction, bro. I feed off of that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit. That shit is cute, bro. Pause. That shit is cute. So basically what I'm saying is, like, these motherfuckers like to get in their feelings. Like, as soon as someone says how they feel about a certain situation, you make it like, kind of make it like, we're the bad guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're the bad guys. Like, no one signed up for an English class. Don't tell me this long aspiration, fucking exaggerated essay about why you like it so much. It's a debate. It's either a yes or no. Do you like pineapples on your pizza? Yes. No. Do you like Nikes over Adidas? Yes. No. Not, the aerodynamics and the air pressure in the bottom of a Nike is not the same as an Adidas, but the protection of the Adidas shell toe from back in the 1980s is way better than the Nike Air Force Ones when they first dropped in the early of the 2000s and the 1990s. And if you look back, there was more better sponsorships to the sport through Nike than there was Adidas, and then Adidas branched off from basketball and became more popular in soccer. So if you're not playing soccer, you shouldn't wear Adidas.
He's heating up!
Man, don't fucking play with me, man. Nobody wants to hear that shit, bro. Nobody wants to hear that shit. It's a simple yes or no in the debate. And that's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, learn how to hold a conversation rather than to each its own. That's your opinion. And try to cut the conversation off after you just, you know, just exhausted every option and just left me with this 8-page fucking story about how you feel. Nobody signed up for that. That's not what the post says. Why you mad? Don't make no sense. We didn't ask for that. But then when Big Ant wants to rebuttal, I'm the asshole. I'm the bad guy. Let me be the bad guy by myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let me be the bad guy by myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let me be the bad guy by myself. Let me take some more of the soul, dog. I've been talking shit for a minute. God damn. Hey, this music's spicy though. But turn it up real quick. Wow, that's good. Whew. All right, so that's basically it. Then Dave tried to call me, FaceTime me. I was at work. I wasn't trying to call him back. I wasn't about to talk about this shit no more. So I decided to come on here, air everything out. And this is the to all end all conversation. If you guys hit me up in regards to this episode, I will not reply. I'm gonna be on my Drake. I'm gonna be on my Tommy shit. I'm not gonna reply to y'all.
Boom shakalaka.
Oh man. So with that being said, there is a small update. I just can't believe I just aired all that out. That was crazy. It's not a small change. It's actually a big change. It's going to be a big change to the podcast. My boy Martinez Got Jokes finally has a regular human working schedule. He works Monday through Friday now, and he's off on the weekends. So that means the TRC is now going to be relocated to the weekends, and I will be dropping solos on Tuesdays just to keep the theme going. You know, that was my schedule. You know, it was Fridays for the TRC. Then we ended up adapting and adopting the weekends. So we're gonna leave the TRC for Saturday or Sunday. We're gonna try to agree on a date. It's been more Sundays than anything. And then I'll just do these Tuesday solo drops. You know, every Tuesday, same time, 8 o'clock or later. And TRC every weekend. So I think we're good. I think we're good, man. Shout out to your boy Marcus D. All the music that you're hearing right now is off his Tokyo Twilight instrumental CD. I just bought two more albums off of his stuff on Bandcamp. Look him up. That's Marcus D. D as in dog. And he just got real cool shit, man. Real cool shit. Real melodic, jazzy, video game chopped up shit. Listen to this, man. This is some cool shit, man. Some cool, cold shit. So again, check your boy Marcus D out. Also, check out your boy Risey K. You guys already know that's the dog, that's the homie. Another great, great producer. Been letting me use his music as well on the podcast. These guys are just amazing, amazing people, man. Make some great, great, great stuff. And support if you can. They're on Bandcamp. Their stuff is real cheap, man. $5 to $10 for like a whole album. It ain't much, you know. So if you guys are digging it, support it. Download the shit. Tell them Big Ant sent you, man. They got great stuff, man. I can't complain, man. I can't complain at all. They've been helping me with my shit since I started. So not too long, not too short, kind of like in the middle, you know. But I got my shit off. That's what counts, right? I got my shit off. So if you're new here, we appreciate you. And if you been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. But before we go, I almost forgot, man. See, when Martinez ain't here, I'll be all out of whack, dog. Almost forgot. It's the end of the episode. You guys already know what we do at the end of episode. At the end of the episode, you know what it is. Hit you with that respect button right quick. I appreciate and love every single one of you guys. Season 9 has officially begun. On the road to episode 100 or 100 episodes in total. It's your boy. Follow me on all my socials. I have my website and all of my links are on that website on all of my social platforms. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere of those, you'll see that my website is now the new link instead of my one link that I usually have on there. It's my own website, my own personal website. It's got photos, videos. I got a blog on there. I'm talking stuff. SoundCloud's on there. Any links to my podcast stuff is there. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy your Tuesday. It's time to eat dinner. I'm hungry. I see you guys this week at TRC Returns. We might be doing the Tyler, the Creator album review. Fantano style. I appreciate you. Love you guys. I'm going to see y'all guys this weekend. Peace.